بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Regarding the surah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a unique introduction to what the surah is, which we will try and translate. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoted to have said, من سره أن ينظر إلى يوم القيامة. من سره أن ينظر إلى يوم القيامة كأنه رأي عين. That individual who would like to see what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, as though he is already on that plane and he is witnessing from out of the problem. There will be a day when we will be in the problem. On that day, like a person who goes for Hajj, then he cannot see everything happening around him because he is just like one of the entire Jamaat. But someone who has been sent to report on the Hajj, while they are in that helicopter of theirs moving around, what they see, the man on the ground doesn't see. In this world, Allah Tabarakala gave the people a chance that you can see Qiyamah from above. And you can then make the decision where you want to be on that plane. Because the day has to go that I have to land up, you have to land up. We will both be at the Sirat, we will have to cross. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Allah Tabarakala said, there will not be one person except that he will have to go over a bridge, and under the bridge is the fire of Jahannam. Everyone will have to enter the arena of Jahannam. So to be able to see it from above, said whoever wishes to see Qiyamah كَأَنَّهُ رَأْيَ عَيْن, as though he is seeing it in his front, فَلْيَقْرَعْ سُورَةَ التَّكْوِيرِ. Then he said, let him read the surah and think about it. So while we're translating it now, we have to put ourselves there. There was a time when it was read in such a manner, it was taught in such a manner. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimullah mentioned, when he explained what was the difference of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and me and you, what made them if they foresaw death in front of them? Then they were happy to run into it. Before the battle, they would say that we came here searching for Shahada. And if Shahada is not written, then victory. Normally it will be, I came, you think we will be victorious. What if we lose? He said, they were a nation who would say, we came here looking for Shahada. Martyrdom. What made it so enjoyable for them? That when the news would reach their families, the families would say, what my husband wanted his whole life, he finally got. Meaning they were always talking about, when will I die for Allah? He says, what was the difference between them and us? He mentioned this at a time when the world was shocked how Israel had managed to take away Al-Aqsa from the hands of the Muslim world. So he mentioned, he said, the day our children will be able to see how Sahaba saw, then they will bring the land back again. Then he explained, how did Sahaba see? He said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many a time spoke to his Sahaba about Jannah, about Jahannam, about Qiyamah. He said he mentioned it so many times to them that Jannah started coming closer and closer and closer. Until it seemed between the Sahabi and Paradise there was nothing left except the stretching of the arm. That the Sahabi felt, if I put my hand front, I'll grab that fruit. So close. He described the woman of Jannah. He described the fruits of Jannah. The sand of Jannah. The castles of Jannah. The fish of Jannah. Moving in the boats, in the waters of Jannah. The water itself, the milk, the wine, the enjoyments, reclining on the couches, what the couch will be made of. He brought people into Jannah who were not yet there. And he left behind a Quran for me and you to continue taking us back into it. The only thing is that when we read Quran, me and you, perhaps because we never learned the meaning, and even sometimes when we know a little of the meaning, we don't love it. And that's one mistake that we are making. When the world was now introduced to what is called metaverse, where they said it's more real than the real thing, then our answer will be that this Quran is more real than anything. Because even the metaverse will not take you on the scenes of Qiyamah. If it could manage to reach there, it will melt. It cannot get there. If you want to really go to a real world, then you will need Quran to take you. It is the only thing that can take you to the heights of paradise and show you what's happening in that area. And then it can take you right into Jahannam and make you hear how the people are screaming. It is only Quran. But when you read Quran, you'll have to read it looking for it. Where some people who experimented with the metaverse, they said that I felt my entire body. It was not only the mind, the whole body got involved. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they read Quran, it was not only their tongue was moving, their whole body was. He says, now between the Sahabi and Jannah was that hand. And then as he's grabbing and he's not finding that fruit, he says, that's when they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that why can I not get onto that side? And he said, that's when they were told, there's only one bridge that is preventing you from reaching the other side. Are you ready to cross the bridge? He said, what the whole world regarded as the most sour fruit, because of this picture being brought closer and closer, the most sour fruit for the world, death, to die, to separate from this world, to leave the mansion and the business and the castles and the gardens. He said, what the world regarded as bitter and sour for Sahaba became the sweetest thing in their lives. We need also to read Quran. When a child asks, and he is now given a choice, it's called, it's your choice. That era where the father said, I'm the boss, that era finished long time. There was that era, but a while, when we grew up, we knew already the father's not the boss, the mother is already the boss. So we grew up in that era. And now in today's time, it is no father, no mother, now it's the child. That child can be 4 years old, 4 years, and the child says, Daddy, I'm the boss. And even the poor father and the poor mother cannot do anything. We saw it in other countries, and now in South Africa, may Allah save us, it doesn't come fast. But fitan, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when it will start, trials, it will fall like how the beads fall of it, like how we have a necklace, tasbih, because it's closed, everything is in place. But if it opens up, you'll see one falls immediately after the next is coming. The next is coming. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will see such trials, turakkiku ba'duha ba'dan. The turakkiku means to make something look trivial. He said, you will see such trials that it will be the worst you could ever imagine. But when the next one comes, that second one will make the first one look like nothing. You will say, that was still good. That was still good. Where yesterday the boy and the girl were meeting in school, and the father was screaming at home, what are you up to? And then he saw the era where drugs entered. And then he said, don't bring that thing in my house. And then he saw the era where the television and the internet entered. And forget saying, don't bring that thing, he brought it in the house. Now everyone was looking at it. Then he saw televisions in every room of his house. Then he saw the time where the phone came into every pocket. And then he saw the time where his own child put on a code. First it was the father who said, I got my code so my child can't come. Now we're hearing the child got the code so the father can't come. That era. And now we're hearing, we forget if the boy had met a girl in school. Now the time has already come where the boy is meeting a boy. And the girl is meeting a girl. Turakkiku, when each one will make the one before it look like nothing. And it is not easy to say it, but I can tell you one thing, it is very hard to live it. That family that sees one problem, I remember we went to one town, and at that time the war of Syria was taking place. So I spoke of the war of Syria. One mother whose child was in drugs, she emailed, and she said, you are busy talking of the war of Syria. I got that war in my house. Meaning there's a war carrying on here, you worrying about Syria. One house becomes Jahannam on earth if one problem enters. The surah is first going to paint the picture of what is Qiyamah. To say to everyone, you are going to also be standing there. Your father no longer can force you, your mother can't force you. Husband can't force the wife, wife can't force the husband. The teacher cannot force the child. Many things have gone haywire. The surah is saying you make the choice. Like how the world is saying everyone is free. So Quran is saying I give you that freedom. You make the choice where you want to be on that plane. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala starts, so me and you will put ourselves in position. It's as though I put a gadget on my eye. My brain has now allowed me to fly. We have made a journey very high. And Almighty Allah has allowed all of us, you want to see Qiyamah before it happens. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, because he saw it, and whatever he saw, then he narrated as he saw, so it's as though we are seeing. Child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the mother, because the mother wanted to know, like, where is my child? So an alim explained it very beautifully. He said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your child is swinging in the gardens of Jannah. Your child is swinging in the gardens of Jannah. For that sahabiya, it was finished. Quiet. Normally it would have been that the person would say, can I see? Because that's what, can I see? But sahaba radiallahu anhu was such that if they had to be asked, do you want to see your child swinging in the gardens of Jannah? The answer would have been, my eyes can deceive me, but the words of my Nabi will never be a lie. Meaning what you have said, I am seeing it already. If you said my son is swinging, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the father, and Sarah will be the mother, and they will look after your children who passed away before reaching maturity, and the day that you come there, they will deliver your trust back to you. When the sahabi heard that there, it was a man who was sad, when he heard it, he became happy. It was a woman who was sad, I lost my child, second child, third child. They just had to hear one time that your child will stand at the door of Jannah. He said, would you not like that you will not find a single door of paradise except that your child will be waiting there? The sahabi said, do I have that guarantee? He said, Allah will say to the children, those that passed away before reaching maturity, enter into paradise. And the child will say, as long as my parents are not with me, I'm not going. Sahaba, when they heard that, that was it. Like they saw it. Suddenly that mother who was crying, I lost my child, the tear became a smile. The world could ask her, how can you smile? You lost a child. But she would be able to say, no, I found my chance. I found my chance. That one sentence, that he is there by Ibrahim and Sarah, alayhimus salam, they looking after him, was sufficient. I see my child. There's my child running around in paradise. There's my child behind Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's it at the gates of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are like tadpoles, he said. A tadpole is like that small frog, they just jump where they want to. He said, they are the tadpoles of paradise, where everyone else has to still wait. They are just moving around. Wherever they want to explore, they're exploring. Sahabi heard that, is finished. Me and you need to read the surah now and enter. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel of the sur, the trumpet, we call it blowing the horn. He said, the angel's one ear is up. When it was said, this was 1,400 years plus, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel has taken position. And his ear is up and he's now just waiting. This angel, Israfil alayhi salam, is just waiting. One blow. There will be the first blow and then these six things will occur. Then there will be a second blow and the next six will occur. First blow. In that first blow, we will not be alive. We will not perhaps reach the time where we are there, where we are those last few people doing business, where we are the people who say that everyone has died, but we're the only ones in charge of the world. At that time, the world will be much smaller. Population will be much less. Before that, there will be a lot of war, a lot of death. Allah, in His kindness, He brought us where we are. And always be happy at your present position. Had we been before this, we would not have survived. It was the time when the Ottoman Empire collapsed. Many people lost their iman. Had we been perhaps in an era after this, we wouldn't have survived. We were made for this era, be very happy of that. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu met a Tabi'i. Tabi'i means the people who saw Sahaba. The Tabi'i said, how fortunate you were that you had the time to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his, what a blessed era. He said, if I was in that time, I would have carried Allah's Nabi on my shoulders. I would never have allowed him to walk. And as he was saying, I would, the Sahabi said, thank Allah that you were not in that era. He said, had you been in that era, there was a very great possibility you would have been with those who opposed the Nabi of Allah instead of those who accepted him. He said, we saw that era where those who believed in the Rasul of Allah, they were persecuted so much, that a time came where because of the heat and the hiding, there were those who was out of their minds, burning in that sun. There were those who were said, say something. Bilal radiallahu anhu, so strong his body was. No matter what they did to him, he just smiled and he said, one. Bilal radiallahu anhu's body was so strong. Everyone hasn't got that body. He just would smile and they would hit him again and he would smile. There was no voice left. Says other Sahaba could not manage so much. A time came where, and permission was given, that when you can't manage, then if they want you to say a word of kufr also, but in your heart there is iman, permission is given. There were those Sahaba who said, I'll never say it, and they were killed. And there were those that couldn't manage in the end. So the Sahabi says to the Tabi'i, there were those who were hit so much. Finally, if the man had to tell them, this insect in front of you, say, this is yours. Say, you worship this one. He was being hit so much, he would just say, whatever you want. Like, whatever you want. So much of hiding. Then they would leave him. Then he would stand up. Then he would go. And again, he would be found on the musalla. Then they would say, again, he lied to us. Bring him back. And again, they would start. The Sahabi said, thank Allah, you saw the right era. We found ourselves in the right era. This is an era which is difficult, but the next one will be more. And the one before wasn't ours. When Allah gave us the right error for us, let us make one effort. Don't lose the match now. We can't lose it. We were put in a place where everything is for us. So we had our masjids, we had our madrasas, we had our maktabs. Certain ulama, ustads went to certain countries. A person heard a lecture is going to take place. He has to travel for 2.5 hours. For 2.5 hours he has to travel. The person asked him, so far you came. He said, this is my opportunity in a life to get a chance to listen to a lecture. Opportunity in my life. We were given that environment, that so many lectures came to us. Wherever we want to, we can call, Mawlana, what's the masala? What's the question? What's the answer? We can meet him as he's walking out of the masjid. In the madrasa, you got the teacher. At home, you got the teacher. Travel in the world, and you will see it's not so easy. We went to Jordan. We were giving aid in Jordan. Then I said to the person, you're giving them so many packets, so much of help. Can't we just give one kitab also immediately? Like, what's in the kitab? What's there? So I said, no, like just some incident of a sahabi. So the man said, we'll think about it. Like, I don't think it'll be a problem. Maybe, let's think about it. Just for one sahabi story to reach that family, the government will look at it 100 times to say, what's the story? That family are eating food for the last 15 years. But for the last 15 years, they were never given the chance to hear one time that the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her name is Fatima. Even so much they don't know. So much. Allah has put us in the right place. Let us put on this thing and now make a decision. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angel is waiting. When the first will blow, we won't be there. And Allah's kindness, we're not going to be there. But put yourself there to see what will happen. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. On the day where the mighty sun will be folded up. So how we see the sun and we say, this is Jahannam perhaps itself. This is nothing. The world says, do you know how much of fire is in that? This first part of the surah is saying, if you really think that's hot, that's just going to be folded up like this. And in some narrations, the sun will also be told afterwards, and you also go into the fire. The sun is like one small fire in the mighty fire of Jahannam. It will just be folded. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. On the day where the mighty sun will be folded up. One fold, and the world will become dark. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. Many stars they are. As long as the sun is there, you see them. The sun is not there, you see the star. When the sun comes out, then the stars are very bright, but very far. But they got their light. So on the day where that star also will just lose its light. So the sun will be folded. The star will lose its light. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when you will see mountains flying past, so no one will be alive now. The first sound will hit the eardrum of man. Man will fall. Animals will live for a little longer and they'll fall. But we are seeing it from above. The sun is being folded. The stars are losing their brightness and they are falling to the ground. The mountains are moving, flying like cotton. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. Ishar is what we call a camel. She camel, that's on the verge of giving birth. When the Arabs had this year, it's like how when your wife is on the verge of getting birth, you're very excited. And some people are so excited. I remember Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab, Rahimullah, he mentioned it, I laughed. And then I experienced it also after that. That is why a lot of times at night we put our phone on silent now. So Hazrat Mawlana mentioned he's fast asleep, 2 o'clock in the morning. And a phone call. Normally when that phone call comes, who'll phone 2 o'clock? First thing you say, Inna lillah. Like, Mona, Mona, she gave birth. Say, who? My wife. By who speaking? Oh, alhamdulillah. Mona, I'm so excited. Allah reward, Allah Allah put it down. Then Moran is bayan said, he is excited, not me. What he must phone me for? But like I'm going to jump up and say, I don't even know who his wife is. But when that person is so excited, how he waits. The Arab behind that camel that was going to give birth was like that. They said on the tail, he's asking the shepherd, she gave birth. Allah Tabarak Allah says, on that day where that camel will be there, but no one will be bothered of it. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُقْتِلَتْ Meaning, even if you had to be alive, when that sound will be made, even if life was given to you to stand, and the prettiest of pretty had to walk past, you would not look. You would not be bothered. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw Jahannam. And amongst the things he said, I was shown naked men and naked women. Like how everyone says, I wish I could see her without clothing. He said, I saw naked men and naked women. They were in one pot. And the pot was nothing but fire. And as the fire comes up, then as they burning, heat is bringing them to the top of the pot. Heat. So you burning and being pushed up. And as they come to the top of that cauldron, that pot, and you think they now just going to get thrown over, then that fire starts going down. And then they go back to the bottom of the pot. And then again the pot starts heating up. And then the fire starts taking them up. As he mentioned that, the person would think that one of those men, wouldn't he be enjoying a only naked woman around me? Naked woman looking at naked men, like how they said, I wish I can go to that beach. We want a naked beach. On that day, everything will be given that this is what you wanted. Take it with the fire. But man has to understand it's your choice. You will not feel the fire here, but you are purchasing that fire. You will not feel the fire here, but walk into haram and you making the deal, I want the fire. Who buys it today will have to taste it tomorrow. Who cancels it today says, I don't want it. This world is a world of what is called, make one step forward. But whoever made that step forward got nothing out of it. Whoever made that step forward got nothing out. There was about 30, 40, maybe let's go 60 years behind. 60 years behind what people are seeing today on computers. And they say this person is mad in his pornography. And filth and dirt. 60 years ago they were not seeing. 60 years ago if a man could just see a woman like taking out or lifting her legs, that would be like Lord for him. So Hazrat Maulana, our principal, our sheikh says in his time when he was young, when they were in India, one movie came out. So in that movie, there was the scene where a train was going. And on the one side of the train, there was this woman, she was undressing. And now the train is going, and she's undressing. And just when it comes to that point where she's like going to take out her skirt or something, just then the train goes past. And after the train is gone, then she finished like redress. So they say that there was the joke that one person went to watch that movie 15 times. Same movie. So someone asked him, like, only that movie. He said, I'm just waiting. One time the train will be late. One time. Man's nature, like, I just want to see one step further. So one step, the man made that step. The world changed. Then they started showing that woman. You made that step. Man is still not happy. You want one step further. It will never end. Quran came to say to you, make a little sabr, and Allah will show you and give you whatever you want. This is not the world to say, I want it now. Because whoever took it later on put a gun to his head and shot himself. He found nothing here. That one step, I only need one more, doesn't work. One of the reasons why this movement has gone so big, certain girls do have desire for other girls. And certain boys do have desire for other boys. Allah has created people that the devil can shoot arrows according to the nature of an individual. Shaitan has moved in the body of man. He understands everyone's temperament. He knows what makes a person hot, what makes a person cold. He knows what interests a person. You are a pious person, your eye will go to something of piety. That boy who's pious, you will say, you know how good character that girl got. That's how he comes. So he starts messaging. He knows it's haram. She also knows it's haram. While they're speaking in their messages, they're saying, hey, you know what? We mustn't do this. It's haram. They're saying that there and they carry on. Then the other one says, hey, Allah, forgive us. You know, it's wrong. And then this one says, you know what? We have to stop this here soon. And the whole night will go. And tomorrow they start again. They start again, go back to the same deeny talk. They'll talk about the whole thing, what we must make sure. Then they'll say, you know what, at least 3 weeks before we get married, then we have to stop. Then we'll make proper tawbah, and at least then the nikah will go nicely, because now like 1 year we're speaking. At least 3 weeks. And then when the 3 weeks come, they say, okay, you know, some things are allowed, little bit. Allah allows, Allah is merciful. And they go right to the ending. So a man who's like pious, he gets caught up in a pious one. He says, what good character. How nice. So pious. Had she been pious, she wouldn't have been speaking so much. But for him, so pious. And the man who's not so pious, the devil will take him. The devil shoots arrows wherever he wants to. The man who just got married yesterday, and how he died, how he made istikhara, how he wanted her, how thrilled he was, what a big walima he had. Why 2 months later, 2 years later, now he's interfering with another woman. Now he's interfering with the secretary, with a woman who's a cashier. Because the devil shot an arrow. When the devil shoots the arrow, he shoots it wherever he wants to shoot it. And he doesn't ever shoot it in clean places. He shoots it where it's dirty, where it's filthy. Now when the individual thinks that just because I desire something, it means I can't live without it. We were a nation who Allah gave us Ramadan, 30 days to teach us that even when you're hungry, you have the ability to say no. Just because in the morning you said, Sumtu lillah, for my Allah I'm fasting. Just because of that, during the day the woman works in the kitchen. In the kitchen she works. But she already made a decision, I will not break my fast. In the kitchen, no one is around her. She's making the best of scones and eclairs and barfi and delicious drinks. She's also feeling the heat. That young child comes and he says, Mommy, what you made? He also got desire. He also said, Sumtu lillah. I am fasting for Allah. I won't break my fast. It was only one decision he made. Why there no one said, I desire? Why there no one said, I can't manage my desires? How he managed? How he came in the kitchen, he looked at it, he smiled and he ran out again. How he knew that it's not yet time to break my roza? How he waited? 30 days every year Allah gives me and you. At the ending it's to say, you can do it. After me, know we can do it. The devil can carry on shooting arrows. That individual who says, I will not break my iman just for desires, he will be like the one who's fasting. He will see the girl. He will like the girl. He will look down and he will go out. He will say, this is my day of fasting. And tomorrow by Allah will be my day of feasting. This is my day of fasting. Tomorrow by my Allah will be my day of feasting. Kulu washrabu hani'a. Allah Tabarakala says, now enjoy eating and drinking. Bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. There were many days where you had to stay hungry. Allah will feel, Allah knows how we feel. When a man is burning with desire, a girl is burning with desire, whether you got desire for another boy, or you got desire for another girl, a girl got desire for a girl, these are the shoots of the devil. That individual who says, I'll burn. I will live as though I am fasting. That food Allah put it in front of me and said, but not now. I will walk in the kitchen. My eye will fall on it. I'll look down and I will walk out. I don't need anyone around me. I don't need to check up if the wife is looking. Let me make one more peek. I understand that I got one game to play with my Allah. I will fast today for you, Allah, and I will feast by you tomorrow, O Allah. Allah, give us all that. When that sun will be wrapped up, and when the star will lose its brightness, and when the mountains will be seen flying all around, and when that camel who everyone died for, now there will be no one around. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ A wild animal is such, it never ever mixes with the others. The leopard comes, it sees the lion, it runs. On that day when that sound will be made, all the animals will start coming together. Each one will forget his worry of even the other, or his hatred for the other, or his own nature. Everything will be upside down. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارِ Normally when there's a fire, then they say normally in other countries, when there's a fire, they say, bring the fire brigade. South Africa, you bring the fire brigade, you got no water also. Empty. But normally, imagine someone says, bring the ocean. Allah says, on the day where the ocean will be on fire. On the day when the ocean, under the waters, Allah's Nabi ﷺ said, there is fire there. And on that day when that fire is told to rise, when the ocean will be burning, so that will be on that first. Thereafter there will be a time where there will be nothing. So that first scene, we haven't seen it, we will not see it. But Quran said, you want to see it, come, I'll let you see it. And we were given the chance to see. As for the next scene, we are going to be on the plains one day. And Allah has told, I'll let you see it from before. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ When the different souls will be gathered towards what is they like. Ulama have explained where a man who's an adulterer, a man who lived in zina, a man whose only thing and living and dying was my eye and my body. I will do what I want with who I want, when I want. When those souls will be put in one corner. And it will be told, you stay with your clique. And he will find the people around him dirty and filthy. And others will say, what you doing here? And he'll have to look down. Because there are some who are open evil. There are some who are hiding in the evil. But on that day, no one can hide. Where the angel will say, you don't belong here. You belong to that Jamaat. And the man will say, no, this is my clique. He said, go there. On that day, it's a day of disgrace. Although nobody else will be looking at you long, they all got their own worry. Everyone will be standing, waiting for the angel to say where you belong. Go there. Like when you're standing in the lines in the airport, and then you see that one line is opening, but they're not everyone going, they're coming and seeing your passport, say you go there. And then when they come to you, then you don't want to go in the other side, they say you go that side. No one wants to go that side, that line is not moving. There will be that day where there will be certain groups, you will just see them and you'll say, these are evil. May Allah save us all. That the angel then comes and says that you also belong there. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ This is the beginning, number one. This one is itself like, I have made my choice. When they call this thing, whatever name they gave it, LGBT, whatever it is, and all these groups, and they say, let's go for marches. And then sometimes a person says, I also agree with it. And one friend mentioned that sometimes in the schools and in the madrasas, there's a boy who likes another boy, that's one. The others then, they don't like boys, but they also say, but he got his rights. And sometimes a Muslim child says that also. That he got his rights. And the child, if he reads this verse, that remember a day will come where Allah will say to you, that no problem, you join that Jamaat also. Go. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. What we have inside our heart, Allah will never take us to task. Because the devil is around to play around here. We will be taken to task how we express this insight. Sometimes the devil might even make us think, I don't think there's something wrong with all of us. That is a thought. I have been ordered to feel upset with the thought. It's my thought. But because the devil got the chance to move in the blood of man, in the body of man like blood, it is not my thought, it's the devil's blow. Waswas. He blew on thought. I even said, but why is it wrong? He grew up liking the other one. Didn't Allah make him like that? Now I started entertaining the thought. I have been told, all I have to do is say, Allah, I'm not happy with my own thought. Finished. Soon as I say that, it means this is the devil's thought. He will burn in the fire. This is my tongue. My tongue is in my control. My hand is in my control. My eye is in my control. I have to show I don't like it. I have to say it's not right, even if inside I'm thinking something else. And for that Allah will say, that's your Jamaat. You spoke the truth, you move on that side. You supported this group, you go on that side. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. This is like taking to the height of when you're questioning. You'll end up in court. Normally the person killed someone. So in the court you have the family of the dead man. And they stand in front of the killer. And then the judge says, do you have anything to ask? And then sometimes the mother of the child just stands up and looks at the killer in the eye and says, but for what did you kill my daughter? And that man just looks down. That's like the most this world can come to. Allah Tabarakallah says, on that day, the Arabs had a habit that if they got the news that a daughter was born in the family, then they never liked daughters. The devil made their minds go upside down. So they would kill that girl. That girl was just born and then they would bury her. Sometimes bury alive. Because once you go and they throw little sand, the child can't breathe. And that child was called Mawuda, the one buried alive. The most that this world could get a court case was one day the mother of that girl looks at the father and says, why did you kill my child? That's the most. Allah Tawarukla, on that day, the child will be looking at the father. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ. And instead of the child asking, by Almighty Allah, the angel will ask the child, looking at that father, oh child, on account of what crime did your father kill you? And then the child will look like, I don't know. And then everyone will look at the father. And then what answer he's going to give? That will be the height of where you will be taken to task. Many a time man thinks no one knows. That is a day where everything will come out. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ. This is the day, world for istighfar. To say, Allah, make me maaf today, I don't want to see it tomorrow. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf al-Itanwi, rahimullah. These were people who saw the plains of Qiyamah through Quran. So he would say, Aaj aakar le intiqam. That if I have wronged anyone, please come today and take your revenge. Qiyamah ke din tak natal ye kaam. He said, please don't delay it for the day of Qiyamah. He says, that's the day that if a man is disgraced, he's really disgraced. You got a problem with me, come to me now, I'll sort it out. The man who lost sight of Qiyamah, he is the man who stole everyone's inheritance. And when someone says to him, don't you fear, he said, Qiyamah will sort out there. The opposite. That is not a day where things will be sorted out. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When the child will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That what was your crime that you were killed for? And the child say, I don't know, ask my father. Everyone will look. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And on the day where the files will start opening up. Think of these files. In this world at the moment, the only files we know when they call leaked files. So on every president, they got already their stories. And when the time comes where the president has to get one kick in his behind and say, get lost, then you just see one file and say, we don't know where it got leaked from. How can you don't know? They know where it got leaked. They had it all along. Then that one file just goes to the news. And the news says, a certain file came to us that this president was busy with Russia once upon a time talking. Or this president here, they stole money from his farm. One leak. And after that, poor president can't sleep. Before, he was sleeping on money. The money was under the mattress. Now he can't sleep on a normal mattress. So much fikr he got. One leak. And we all laugh at it. But think about it. One leak. One paper. Allah Ta'ala says, that will be the day, as-suhufu, where everyone's papers will be opened up. I also got papers. You also got papers. That will be a day where a lot of papers. And there'll be a lot of time. There will be one punishment, like what we call the punishment of waiting for the trial. You will see many criminals, they kill themselves before the trial comes. The trial only comes after 10 years. But in waiting for the day itself is punishment. There will be one punishment on the plains of Qiyamah, where the book will be given to the person and he will be told, start reading. Finished. As he's going through it, he will start perspiring. Some of them will be drowning in their perspiration. The moment no punishment starts, no punishment, he will just carry on. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come before Qiyamah starts that just because of waiting, a non-Muslim will start running around on the plains of Qiyamah saying, Allah, start this, I can't wait any longer. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, despite knowing that when it starts, it's only going to get worse. But just that wait itself will be punishment. When the books will be opened, that itself will be. Allah's Nabi taught us, said, make a dua, Allahumma hasibna hisabai yasira. Let my reckoning be an easy reckoning. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, meaning of easy reckoning, like you just look at your book and say, okay, it looks okay. Nabi Sansam said, no, if the book is open, you finished. They mustn't open the book. That's the easy reckoning. Close book, put in your hand, and it will just go. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, this thing was told, look at it. Then you will understand what to ask for, what choices to make, when lifting your hands to Allah, what to beg. That there's another world coming, I can't manage difficulty here, I am not going to manage there. On the day when the books will be open, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, and on the day where you will see the sky being peeled, like the beautiful color we have now, as though it will be peeled, and you will start seeing red. That red, that burn means get ready for Jahannam. Everything is getting hot. You will see the thing being peeled out. Man will sometimes be looking up. It will not look nice. Sometimes he'll be looking down at his books. It will not look nice. Sometimes he'll look around, he'll hear one man screaming there, one man screaming there. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ, and then when Jahannam will be put on again. Sometimes when you have something already boiling, it's mentioned that Jahannam was made to burn for 1,000 years. After 1,000, it reached what is called the first color of red. If ever you had your braai, then we only burn it for 10 minutes. And then you say, hey, it's really hot. Bring the meats. So Jahannam is also saying, I'm hot, where's the meat? That meat is our meat. Allah save us all. Jahannam is as hungry as that fire. 1,000 years until it reached its red. Then it was made to burn another 1,000 years until it reached white. Then it was made to burn another 1,000 years. Until it became black. That is that Jahannam that's waiting now. And on that day, it will be just told, start again. So already it's so hot. But now it says we're going to make you even hot. And when the thing starts, and man will feel the heat from far, on that day on the plains of Qiyamah, everyone will start shivering. Because no one knows who's being told, you also jump. Jump. If a child doesn't know how to swim, or people when they want to torment, punish, and they do this in these countries when they grab a Muslim and they got no feeling, then sometimes they just push you into water and they keep your head in water until you think you're going to die, then they pull you out. That's one way. And sometimes they take you to a place like high and they carry on saying, I must throw you down, I must throw you down. But they're not throwing, they're just making you think. And every time you look at it, your mind starts going. It's called torture. This will be real torture. Where Jahannam will be there and you will just see the flames. And then every person will not know whether I'm going to be told, what about you? وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And on the other side, when man looks, he will see Jannah being brought closer and closer. Imagine the scene now. This is Qiyamah. On one side is Jannah. Other side is Jahannam. And in front of man is books. And at the moment, still the angel never come to say, where are you going, where I'm going. How much of fear on that day. On that Allah Ta'ala says, Alimat nafsum ma ahbarat. Now everyone will understand what he has sent for us. Now it will open. Where the man will say, was it worth it? Should I have done it? Should I have stolen it? Should I have said it? This world, we always think I can do what I want. On that day, Allah says, you'll understand what you said. Allah save us all. Then the next part of the surah was to show you now, before you decide to make a decision of where you want to be, then understand that Allah has sent one thing to make night into day also. To remove all worries, all tension, all questions, and to give you that breath of fresh air. This world is a world of a combination of attractions. Like how we say there's the lights, let's go see the lights. But when you go out and you see lights and then you see something brighter. Or we say let's go see the stars. So let's say the stars are all magnificent lights in the sky. But in the morning when the sun starts rising, everyone forgets about the stars. Similarly in this world, Allah has left a lot of things of attraction. Money is attractive. Woman is attractive. Drugs is very attractive. The internet is the biggest pull. Pornography, a man who started said, I can't leave it. These are all what is called the lights. They all have a beautiful look. They like the sun, like the stars. But we all know the stars only show themselves at night. If you want to enjoy the things of this world, you will have to enjoy it in darkness. If you want to enjoy the things of this world, you will have to enjoy it in darkness. That man who's involved in an affair, that affair has its times of enjoyment and the rest of his life he's living in fights and arguments. You want to enjoy the stars of this world, it comes with the night. That person is taking tablets to sleep. But you tell him, but you are enjoying life. You will have to enjoy it in the night. If you want to be taking drugs, you will have to be ready to be sleeping outside also. You will have to sleep in the gutter. You will have to sleep in the felt. You will sometimes wake up, move your friend, he's dead. He died at night. You will see that spit, that dirt running down his mouth. That was the last thing that happened. Whether he had chance to read Kalima, if he was a Muslim or not, you don't know. But the only thing, he's not moving. You are in such a state, you can't stand up also, you're just lying next to him because you got no strength. In the morning you wake up, you go away. Later on you come in the afternoon, you see the police there taking his body. Then you say, I wish I don't die like this. But no one wants you at home. Why? You went running for the star. When you go for the star, you must understand the star shines only in the night. If you want the thrills of this world which are haram, you will get it, but you must be ready to take the package with it. You will have to live in a life of darkness. Your wife who loved you will hate you. If she makes food for you also, she'll just leave it, you'll enter the house, she'll say it's in the microwave. Warm your own food, I'm going to sleep. She'll sleep in one bedroom, you'll sleep in the other. Your children will come home. You can't shout them. Even if you scream at them, they'll look at each other and say, Daddy talks like he's Jibreel alayhi salam. But we know what he does. Your own child will talk to you. Daddy, you worry about sweeping your own dust first. Don't worry about us. The own child will say, if you want the stars of this world, if you want to spend your nights watching movies and seeing pretty, pretty girls and seeing Hollywood and see Bollywood, it's very smart, but it's a star. And the star, if you want it, you will have to take the darkness that comes with it. You'll, after seeing it, go back to sleep. But yesterday, who was your beautiful wife, day by day will no longer look so beautiful. Because that woman on TV put on 100 makeups and the camera knew where to take the picture. As soon as she got old, she never got the job. They told her, now you're 35, you're not young enough for us. Your wife is already 40 and you expect her to look like that woman. Now you say to her, why are you not dressing up for me? But not she dressed up, you went and made somebody else naked for you. If you want the star, you will have to go with the entire darkness. Then the man writes emails, phoning, that there's no love in our marriage, we're just fighting, we're just having arguments. But the thing will be asked, that are you looking at stars? That man saw one star, he's seeing 100 stars now. It's upside down. Now he's seeing nothing. The time comes where his own daughter says, Daddy, you disgraced me in front of my friends. I don't want to see you again. Darkness, you want the stars, you will have to take it with the package. And if a person wants to find light, look at how Quran describes it. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ. Allah Tabarak Allah says, by the oath of, when qasam is taken in Quran, it's that you see this many a time, you also think about how nice it would be if I can also get this. Allah says, by the oath of Al-Khunnas, Khunnas were those stars. Me and you don't know much about stars. Arabs were masters. They understood which stars. That the star shows itself. We hardly look at stars. But one is at least so much we know, that during the night, especially if you're in clean areas, you can see thousands of stars in the sky. Thousands. But as we start going closer to the morning, Al-Khunnas, all of those stars start disappearing. Not that they're losing their light, but in front of a brighter light, no one's bothered of them. By the oath of those stars that start going back, by the oath of those stars that start going back, Al-Jawar, they're still moving. They haven't stopped moving in their orbits. That star is still there. It's just that I no longer notice the star. Me and you want a world where we say, how nice if everything could be clean. How nice if the girl can learn to put on a trouser. That girl will not wear trousers for another 20 years. Allah Tabarakala says, the star is still moving. But why no longer are we seeing it? Al-Kunnas, it has now disappeared completely. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَسْعَسْ. And when the star goes, then even the darkness of the night, all of that starts going away. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. By the oath of morning, when it takes out its first breath. By the oath of morning. So ulama have explained it in so many ways. One way, they say like a man who's like just tired of life, and he's waiting to come out of the problem. And then the door opens. And how he takes that sigh, like, he says, when the morning will give that sigh. But let's look at it from the beginning. First it was the star. How wonderful the star was. You looked at it and you said, I'll die for you, O star. As long as man wants to die for the star will remain and night is going to remain in our life. And another man started looking for the day. He started looking for the light. When his mind went towards the light, first thing is he forgot the star. The star started now drawing back. It's that same star. But now that girl who yesterday you could not stop messaging, now she is messaging and you blocking. She is messaging and you blocking. And then she says, you don't message me one more time, I'll cut my wrist. And then you don't message her and she messages you back. How come she never cut the wrist? She won't cut it. Then she swears you. She says, why are you not talking to me? Because the man started looking in the right direction. Now she starts going. Now she starts becoming so filthy. Yesterday there was no one as sweet as her. Now if you take a picture of those words she uses, then you understand if you had married her, she was going to talk to you like that. This is the real her now. This is the real her. She starts going backwards. Back. But she's still there. Only now she doesn't look so nice. Al-kunna, she disappears fully from your life. All happened when? When you decided to look to the morning. And then you see all the darkness that had come with the star. Wal-layli idha as'as. When night starts going away. The whole sky was filled with darkness. Which the man says, I got so many problems in my life. I don't think I'm ever coming out of it. You say your problem is you went running for the star. You went running for the star. You brought night with you. Was-subhi idha tanaffas. If you look towards morning, the star will disappear. Night will disappear. When morning will come, it will give that one breath. And suddenly you will say, life came back to me. This is what Quran is asking. Where will we find that life? Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. That what you have been given here, it was the word brought by Jibreel alayhi salam. It was the sentence or the word of an angel, a messenger who was so noble, so powerful. What a position he has by Allah. Muta'in in the heavens, everyone listens to him. Thum thamma, muta'in thamma, there by Allah, everyone listens to him. Ameen, so truthful. He brought it as Allah wanted it to be brought. And when he gave it, who he gave it to? وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Allah says, and you yourself know, the one who took the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you yourself know. Look at Quran. Allah says, and your man. Look at the sentence. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ours. Allah says, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ. Your man. You know your man has not lost his mind. We all know it. If someone says he was mad, we'll go wild. But when someone says, but he said this, then we don't want to listen. If someone says he was mad, we'll go wild. But when someone says, and Allah's Nabi said this, then we don't want to listen. So Allah says, you yourself know your man was not out of his mind. He took it from what a source. وَمَا هُوَ وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. Indeed, he had seen Jibreel alayhi salam. Their relationship was made. There was going to be no mistake. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينِ. And when he would take from him, his nature was such he could never keep it. Immediately he had to give it. Wahi was so tiring, so difficult. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perspire on a hot, on a cold day. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I saw him taking out the blankets. Cold day. He would start perspiring. He was on a camel. The camel had to sit. His head was on a sahabi's lap. The sahabi said, I thought my lap would give up. So heavy it was. When we come home from a very tiring day, then the first thing you tell the wife, don't bring the children in front of me. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as wahi was finished, Immediately he stood up. Immediately he said, where are the scribes of wahi? Bring them to me. And he would start then reading. He would wait for them to write. Wahi could take place in a few seconds also. But to explain that wahi to a sahabi could take hours. If a whole surah had to come, that whole surah had to be written. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said he was not stingy at all. As it came, he wanted to give. He wanted to give. He wanted to give. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You also know this is not the word of any shaitan. Me and you know it. So it came from Jibreel. It landed on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Me and you will die. We will become angry if anyone says it's a lie. All of us know that. After that, look at the question Allah says. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going now? It's addressed to me and it's addressed to you, even if we don't know Arabic. Zahaba yadhhabu means to go. You saw Qiyamah. You got very scared. You understood stars and you understood the nights. And you said, I wish day can come back in my life. You know where this Quran came from. You know who it came to. We hold it with that amount of azmat, we kiss it. I say everything is in the seer. And then immediately the man closes it and he says, but I'm going to look for my star again. That man was told, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Normally we don't know the Arabic language. So I want you to just try and think of this meanings. From فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. By the oath of that star that starts going backwards. And then it's still moving but it's disappeared. And then night starts going away, وَاللَّيْلِ. And then the morning has come. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. If you're looking for the morning, here it is. It has come from Jibreel alayhi salam. ذِي قُوَى, strong. Mighty, it has come to your man, my man. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Your man is not out of his mind. And he is not stingy with what he has got. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I know, you know, no shaitan has ever said this. And when this verse is read, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then I am being addressed, you being addressed. Allah is asking us, so where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, this is just a reminder for the whole world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ. It is a reminder for the one from you, أَيْ يَسْتَقِيمُ, who wants to remain straight. Without this kitab, no one will stand. When it was revealed, this verse, most likely it was Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab, I'm not sure, where they said that we don't need this to keep us straight. We know what to do. Like how some people would say, you don't have to tell me what to do. I know my limits. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, this is for the one who wants to stand straight. So he said, I don't need this here. I know how to stand straight. The answer was given to him. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Forget standing straight. No one can even make an intention unless Allah allows that intention. Forget standing straight. Like a man says, I know my limits. 20 years later, you look at what happened in that house, and then you'll understand no one knows the limits. If Allah keeps a person standing, he stands. Allah said, this is the kitab for the one who wishes to stand. When that verse is read, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيْ يَسْتَقِيمْ. For the one who wants to stand, this is the answer. At that time, me and you in our hearts say, Allah, I want to be the one. I want to be the one. And if we speak to Allah through Quran, we will see miracles happening. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all lovers of Quran. May Allah let us live through Quran. Let us find our life again through Quran. May Allah allow us to see the future and many events through the light of Quran.